Welcome to 10 Minutes of Current Events with No Commercials. This is CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. Thank you for watching. First up, President Obama made a promise yesterday to U.S. troops. He says he won't get them involved in another ground war in Iraq. Several hundred American servicemen and women are in the region. Their missions include launching airstrikes against the ISIS terrorist group, gathering intelligence about ISIS, and training and helping Iraqi forces fight ISIS. The Obama administration says U.S. troops themselves will not be going into combat. But the nation's highest-ranking military advisor says if he thinks U.S. troops should get involved, he'd recommend it to the president. While some lawmakers have questions about the roles of U.S. troops in Iraq, there's another issue to be considered as the U.S. leads the way in fighting ISIS. Money.
The bill for military operations in Iraq keeps rising. On August 29th, the Pentagon said the mission is costing the United States $7.5 million a day, a relatively tiny sum compared to the billions spent in Iraq during our last campaign in the country. But what started as an effort to protect American interests in Iraq from Sunni militants is now morphing into something much bigger. The U.S. has completed over 150 airstrikes that started in August. And since the Pentagon released the daily average spending figure, President Obama authorized additional military personnel twice. He also opened up the possibility of airstrikes outside of Iraq.
We will hunt down terrorists who threaten our country wherever they are. That means I will not hesitate to take action against ISIL in Syria as well as Iraq.
On top of that, the president is hoping Congress will authorize a $500 million request he made in June for training and equipping the rebels in Syria to fight ISIS. Currently, the U.S. is financing its involvement in Iraq through an $85 billion allocation in the Pentagon's Overseas Contingency Operations account. That money had been financing troop drawdown in Afghanistan and other activities in the region. And the president says he does not need extra authorization from Congress. To be sure, the scope and strategy of U.S. involvement in Iraq today is very different than during Operation Iraqi Freedom from 2003 to 2011. For one, at its peak, there were more than 150,000 troops on the ground that needed housing, logistical support, and supplies. An estimated price tag for that war by the Congressional Research Service is $806 billion. Now, that doesn't include interest on the debt to fund the war or billions more for continued veterans care. It's important to remember, it wasn't expected to cost that much. In October 2003, 6 months after operations began, the CBO estimated Iraq would cost $85 to $200 billion through 2013. Estimates that were way off. With Obama's latest announcement, the U.S. military will have approximately 1,500 personnel in Iraq. Now, more people means more money, so we'll have to see how high the figures go from here. Christina Alessi, CNN Money, New York.